Rants Questions Internet Radio Show?
What?
It's an internet radio show?
Internet radio show.
Yeah. You want to ask questions real quick?
Yeah, sure, dude. I'm ready.
All right.
Okay. Ready.
Wait, first we need to review the questions.
No. You can deny them. This is impulse.
No names, right?
No names.
All right, sweet, dude.
Anonymous.
I'm ready.
Anonymous.
Probably going to be nasty,
Wait,
but I'm ready.
Rant.
Okay.
Texting. This is great.
What's the mission of the economy?
Not really.
Hey, economy question.
What's the mission of the economy?
The mission of the Australian economy?
No. Any. What's the Australian one?
The economy?
Yeah. The world one, the global one, space one.
Come on. Can I ask a friend? Phone a friend?
There's no wrong answer. We want to know what you think.
To make money and for us, the Australian dollar to be higher than the American dollar. and to make people toy.
What about the euro?
To make people toy.
What's the mission of the economy?
Mission of the economy, natural gas.
Natural gas.
Natural gas.
What's up with that?
I don't know what's over there. What the? I like what's going on. What do you got to ask me?
What's the mission of the economy?
The mission of the economy? What economy? Whose economy?
However you want to take it.
Well,
yours? The government?
Well, mission of my personal economy is make money. But whose economy are you talking about? Are you talking about Bush? Or not Bush. Obviously, Bush is in the past. But are you talking about McCain? Are you talking about Obama?
Leave it on everything you got.
I don't know.
Open up that can of worms.
Open up the can of worms.
Are you doing interviews?
Yes.
What for?
A website and a show called What's Up With That, a show not hosted by Ryan Hill.
I'm
Ryan Hill.
Sure this microphone is fake.
No, it's not. It's real. It's real.
Cool. What's up with that?
What's up with that?
What's up with that bag?
It's
Are you a Jimmy John's delivery boy?
No.
Okay, I love good. Your beer.
Thanks.
And your glasses.
Thanks.
I have similar ones. And your hair.
And our best. And,
we saw your best talk about you guys across the street. That's why we crossed the street.
You mean fun of us?
Because of your vest.
Like that.
No, where did you
That was actually one of the questions I did for the first show. Vests, what are your views?
What are our views?
They look nice.
Our views are off the hood. We like vests.
Our views are, it takes a lot of balls to wear them, and people make fun of us a lot of times, so I feel like we do it for a good cause.
Girls like vests.
Yeah.
Vests are off the hook.
All right, next.
Yes, he's wearing my vest.
He is?
Technically.
I borrowed his vest.
I've got like 10.
Wow.
See,
I'm a big fan of the three-piece. The three-piece, and I'll bust out the two-piece.
Another question for follow-up with that, cummerbunds.
Cummerbunds? Bow ties? Bow ties, yes. Cummerbunds? No.
No. I don't know what cummerbunds are.
It's like the belt, ribbony thing?
No.
They got a tuxedo?
No.
Not even at prom.
Only when?
Only at prom.
Too much work.
No.
What's the mission of the economy?
Mission of the economy? Well, everyone's wearing all these nice fucking dresses and all these clothes. We need to start stimulating the economy. Stimulate the economy. Go out, spend some money. Go to the mall. I mean, I know with Tippecanoe Mall, it's like a Cracker Jack box when it comes to offering things, but at least tempt yourself or do something. Spend it and then take it back. I don't know.
What's the mission of the economy?
It's to create a safe environment for people to make money. A stable environment, I think, is the word I'm looking for.
Any more?
No.
I don't try not to cut people off.
It has a very simple job. It's just to give people an opportunity to make money.
Right. You look interested. Mission of the economy.
Oh, screw the economy. Exactly. It's all about politics.
That'll lead into the next one. Same question. Mission of the economy.
Vote for Obama.
All right, what's the mission of the economy?
The mission of the economy? To grow.
Care to elaborate?
Yes, bro.
You can get in on it.
I didn't hear the question.
What's the mission of the economy?
I guess for support the people.
To grow.
For.
What?
To grow.
Yeah.
Or?
Don't ask me because you're not going to want to know it.
No, I want to know everything.
So. What do you want to know?
The mission of the economy.
Our economy right now?
What's the mission?
Our mission right now is totally fucked up that you don't have any idea what's going on.
All right, next question. Favorite political... Did you have something to say on that?
Yes, the mission of the economy is essentially to
create an environment where we can compete competitively at a global scale with our neighbors, such as, you know, Japan, Russia, countries like that, you know, essentially the major world power. So, yes. And I said that while being drunk, yes.
All right, what's the mission of the economy?
I don't care about the economy. All I care about is surfing.
Mission of the economy?
Wait, say that.
What's the mission of the economy?
Oh, well, I mean, we're not really in a recession yet, so I'm not really too worried about it. I guess make everybody spend more money.
What's the mouse?
There's a terrible issue going on this campus right now.
Very bad.
If you're over 200 pounds, you dress like a slob, you eat like a slob, the chance of you getting laid at the Purdue bar is probably 100%, and I don't understand it. And I think it's the whole theory where, like, if you girls feel secure with a man that knows, obviously, that they can't leave him, it's like a miracle, dude. Things I see in this campus make, like, feel like you woke up on drugs. You don't know what's going on. It's a delusional world.
Purdue is not what it used to be.
What's the biggest question you ask yourself every morning?
Why am I still here? Why did I come visit?
I think wow with a question mark.
Did you guys want to answer any?
No.
Okay.
Maybe mercy.
Mercy?
Mercy.
Okay, we'll do one of mine.
Like, maybe I might have better chances driving the Knight Rider.
Energy efficient, supposedly. Clean air, electric hybrid.
The bottom line is it's you get punished for, like, looking good. It's sad. When you're a good-looking guy and you dress nice, it's the worst thing you could possibly do.
Do those things?
My advice to every guy out there that thinks they look good, which, well, there's a lot of people out there overestimate themselves, but...
You know what I wonder?
Just start stuffing your face, wear nasty clothes, don't even shower. Don't shower for a month straight. You'll probably hook up with the hottest chick on campus.
Sometimes I think, what's up with that?
That's what you're supposed to ask. What's your favorite political ad? Describe it.
Political what?
Political ad that you've seen or heard on the internet, television, radio.
Oh, political ad. See some Obama ads, not happy about them, but I haven't seen a Palin ad yet, but I would be happy about that.
Like, what would you want to see in the Palin ad?
I want to see her naked.
We'll blow out the name, don't worry. Okay.
No.
You don't have to say you want that political ad. What political ads?
Anything.
Describe them.
Anything.
None. They make me sick.
Which one, like, what repulsed you the most? Did you ever, like...
Well, yeah, just like Obama, the way he says he's going to change things. You know, it's pretty hard to change things, for one, and for two, it's just, you know, half those things that he's telling is false and never going to happen.
What's your favorite political ad of all time?
Definitely the one about George Bush being an idiot.
George Bush is an idiot.
Yes!
Damn!
Please, someone argue with that.
George Bush is awesome.
No, silence.
All we hear is silence.
What are you talking?
George Bush is a moron. He's not an idiot, he's a moron. There's my argument.
Alright. Favorite political ad?
He's awesome.
I'm sorry. Next question.
Did you see the Obama ad in Spanish?
No.
It's in Spanish.
Can you repeat it?
No. Watch it online, dude.
All right. Favorite political ad, radio, television, internet?
Oh, let me think here.
Favorite political ad? Pretty much
television.
It. Describe it. Pretty much any picture of John McCain, it looks like a porcelain ad. Just pure porcelain on a screen.
What does it say? Anything?
He didn't say anything. He just shows his face. It's like a porcelain statue.
You know what? It's time for a change. We all know what ad that one is. It's time for change.
Here's my only beef. I mean, like, Republicans, they're smart people because they've been lying to the American public forever, which I'm okay with that, but, like, a $600 stimulus check, I mean... You might as well have just walked on our doorstep and pissed on our foot and told us we're fucked. The same thing. They just did it in a monetary way.
Favorite political ad? TV, radio, internet?
Wow. Does it have to be from this year?
No.
No? All right. I loved watching John Kerry win, sir. That was pretty awesome. It was fun. He looked like he was having a good time with it, too.
Can you describe the way you felt when you first saw it?
Jealous. I was jealous. I wanted to go windsurfing, and I couldn't. I also wanted to run for president, and I can't. But yeah, that's how I felt.
Favorite political ad?
I hate politics.
Favorite political ad?
What?
Favorite political ad? Describe it. What do you got?
Favorite political ad?
We'll just come back.
Yeah.
It's him.
Me? I'm thinking.
Do you really want to hear from me?
Why, everyone?
No, it's fine. I'm leaving.
It's all about the pussy.
Yes.
Excellent. The economy.
The economy is the pussy.
There you go. Excellent.
I'm sorry, Geraldo, it's not all about the pussy. I leave in 2 months for Iraq. Yes, I do. So, what do you want to hear about it?
No, nothing. I mean, just ask my questions and I do final thoughts.
It's all complete.
What's the question?
It's all complete debacle.
Favorite political ad right now.
It's all complete debacle bullshit.
Oh, does it have to be the one right now?
What?
Does it have to be right now? Because there was one I saw like a while ago, like the Hillary Clinton ad.
That was fine.
Where she was like waking up at like 3 in the morning, like who's going to answer the call or something. I thought that was hilarious. I don't know why.
What's the next question? What's your favorite political ad?
Ad?
Television, radio, internet?
I don't really like any of them. I don't really
care. No, I was on this radio station.
No, I was on that last one. I don't really like any of them. They don't really say what the issues are or anything.
What, are you interviewing me?
Yeah, or just you got something you want to say?
I'm a hippie from the West Coast, man.
What would you do in the college for electorals?
Sorry, pardon?
What would I do?
The college for electorals.
What would I do? I would cast my vote.
But like what?
I would cast
would
my
you,
vote.
Would you take classes before you cast it? Would you drink? Would you just not never go? You'd actually be there for the vote?
Yes, I would.
So you'd be in attendance that day?
Yes. What, they have that in Colorado?
Electoral College?
Yes.
No, it's in every state.
Right, but when they get together to actually make the president...
Oh, I'm not sure, actually.
I thought they all...
So they get together?
They
don't email anymore? It's...
Well, I don't think they ever email. I think, as a matter of fact, they're more likely to email as time goes on instead of used to have emailed.
Oh, I thought they did, and then now they're getting back to where they have to see each other face to face.
I was under the impression they all met somewhere in Colorado or one of the western states to cast their presidential ballot.
I'm not sure. Hopefully you just taught everyone something. I mean, I'm sure not a lot of people know that.
All right, well, I hope so.
What would you do in the Electoral College?
Electoral College. Man, that's kind of set in stone. I'll tell you one thing I'd do for sure is make it a free market again. Take away all the government aid to all those fucking corporations of the financial sector that fucking got aid from that shit. Fuck that. Cost me a lot of money on that shit.
What would you do in the Electoral College? In the Electoral College.
It's all just a fucking balacle. It doesn't even matter.
What would you do in the Electoral College?
In Electoral College, I would elect anybody, but Obama may be good, but I would elect anybody but by, and I would elect...
All right, think about it.
Evan Bayh?
Evan Bayh?
I don't think he's running.
Nah, I think I'd probably elect my conscience, I think.
What's the question again? Sorry?
What would you do in the Electoral College?
I would create a more fair and balanced Electoral College. I'll just say that.
Electoral College doesn't do that.
You'd what?
I would take power away from it.
What would you do in the College for Electorials?
That's a big word for me.
How do you...
I'm a hippie, man.
What would you do in the Electoral College?
In the Electoral College? There's not really much you could do, is there? Just vote?
Or submit your vote?
I'm not sure, yeah.
You know.
No, not really.
I have no idea what else you can do. As far as I know, all you can do in the Electoral College is, like, submit the vote.
Did you drink before you voted?
I don't think it'd really matter.
Go to class before you voted?
Yeah.
Read some things, saw some videos.
Well, I mean, I would just vote for whoever. Like, if I was in the Electoral College, I would just vote for whoever won the state or whatever.
Yeah,
we're from Australia. We want to be on this radio show.
Do you?
I love Australians.
What part?
We're from Adelaide. Where are you from?
I don't know. I have a friend down there. He's
southeast.
Southeast, like Melbourne?
Maybe. There's like a small university, only like 1,100. I can't remember the name exactly. I'm sorry. But no, so...
Swinburne, maybe. That's in Melbourne. There's probably about 1,100 there.
Okay.
Are you feeling tall?
What sort of radio station is this?
It's an internet radio show. What's up with that? How do you feel about Obama, McCain, Obama in the polls lately? The dead heat. The squeeze.
I mean, it's just whoever did the most recent thing, it seems like, so as far as I'm concerned. Like, obviously, McCain gained points after his convention, Obama gained after his, so it doesn't really matter. I guess it'll probably be close regardless, just because there's so many evenly distributed Democrats and Republicans throughout the nation, so.
What is it? Maybe I can answer.
What are your views on Obama and McCain's recent polls?
Seen it.
The heat that's on. The dead heat.
I like the heat. I like it. I like all the controversy. I like all the heat. Bring it on.
Yeah. Obama, McCain, Obama.
Obama.
Because you have to say them both ways. That way people don't think you're trying to weight it one particular way. So I say Obama, McCain, Obama. And then question with that, I say McCain, Obama, McCain.
So you're a fairist.
Yes. Well, I believe in equal time.
You're a fairist.
No question.
Right. Equality is key.
Obama, McCain, Obama. How do you feel about the recent dead heat in the polls?
I would give all power to Biden and...
Thanks. Have a good night.
Okay.
How do I feel about the...
The polls.
The polls?
The heat.
The heat, it's not on yet. There's time, so... When it gets serious, we'll know about it.
Same question.
Vote McCain.
Got anything else?
That's it.
Yeah, my state's going to vote McCain. And I'll tell you right now, Obama's probably going to end up pulling out nationally. It's just likely. Always really has been.
I'm going to go for Obama. People seem to like him. Plus, people still have a lot of time. Well, people still have a lot of time, though. A lot of voters seem undecided at this point. Like, a lot of people are saying, I've heard a lot of people saying, I don't really know. It could be Obama. It could be McCain. So a lot of people are undecided. So I guess we'll have to wait, give it a couple more weeks, and then we'll have to see from there and how it kind of develops. But, yeah, see how they answer their questions on the issues. But, yeah, pretty much things like that.
How do you feel about Obama, McCain, Obama's recent polls?
As long as they save Trussell's, San Onofre, from the highway going through Trussell's, I'm cool with Obama.
Obama, McCain, Obama. The polls, how do you feel about the recent ones?
About the recent polls? I don't really care. I'm voting for myself. Yeah, I don't like either of them. How do you feel about it?
Oh, I like it.
You like the polls?
No, I like the fact that they're talking about them.
Like the fact that they're talking about the polls?
Yeah, it gives everyone something to follow.
Is that unusual in this election, people talking about the polls?
More people now.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's I go out every Friday night and do this. And the tension is interesting.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I've never seen people this charged. You know, I'm not that old, so I haven't seen gone in the middle of a lot of presidential elections. But people are really wound up.
Yeah, I've actually met Obama. I met him when he was doing his senatorial campaign in Illinois. He seems like a nice guy to me. I'm not going to vote for him, but he seems like a nice guy. Of course, I'm not really judging that when I vote for a politician.
If you like them?
Yeah, whether I like them. I want to know whether they're going to do well for the country. And I don't have faith in him or John McCain.
But you have faith in yourself.
Oh, I'd do amazing. I promise you that, I'd do amazing.
What's holding you back?
Well, my age, you can't run for president unless you're 35.
Why not just get an ID that says you're 35?
Well, I'm pretty sure they'd figure that out at some point. They dig up a lot of dirt on people.
Yeah. You don't think you could get away with a fake ID for running for president? How many times do you get carded when you run for president?
Well, I don't know, but they brought up the fact that John McCain was actually born in Panama. I mean, I imagine eventually somebody would figure it out.
Were you born in Panama? Is that what you're saying?
No, but I might have been born in Germany. Yeah.
Oh, President America, born in Germany.
I was born on the Air Force Base. That counts as American.
Were you wrapped in an American flag right away?
I was wrapped in a towel.
Did it have the American flag printed on it?
it was made in America. I still have it. It was made in America.
So it was like the German flag?
No. It was a towel. It was an American towel.
But no flag pattern on the towel.
There was no flag pattern on the towel.
How soon were you in contact with an American flag?
I'd probably say within 4 minutes.
All right, I think you're safe then.
Yeah, you know, both parents were in the Air Force. I'd hope so. I'd hope so.
Which exactly. candidate do you prefer?
I prefer the candidate that most represents the people, so ourselves.
Well, which one is that to you?
What represents you the most?
Myself.
I know you represent the people, but what candidate represents you?
None.
None? Are you a Nader fan?
What?
You like Ralph Nader?
Oh, no.
You like Nader? You know,
he's a little old.
Hey.
Yeah, oh, he
I'm
is.
Not saying I dislike him.
Nader's running this year. He runs every year. Do you know what Nader did? In the 70s, Nader made seatbelt laws official. Did you know that? Did you know that? But he stands for good stuff. He stands for good stuff. Nader's a great guy. He's not gonna be my president, but
who do you like?
What?
I like democracy. Final thoughts?
Final thoughts. Let them duke it out. That's my final thoughts.
Final thoughts?
If Obama wins, this country's going to hell.
Oh, come
on. Obama.
All right, hold on. This is the website.
Final thoughts?
I really enjoy it. You're out here every Friday?
Every Friday night. I stop when they stop having football games because the bar scene kind of dies down.
All right.
I've tried it after that. Didn't go so well.
It doesn't go so well?
No, I do breakfast clubs. Unless I stay out really late, I have to sleep as well.
Really?
So, yeah, I know.
Even radio personnel.
Even radio people, we have to sleep.
What a shame that is. You guys should be able to be awake 24/7. We need you.
Well, we got the coffee.
Awesome. We got a little help. But I do breakfast clubs when we have home games.
Well, what if I were to show up every Friday night?
That would be great. We had some reoccurring smaller characters. This is second season. By the way, yeah. Here, I'll... Final thoughts?
Hug a tree.
Final thought? Real quick? Okay.
Final thought on what?
Anything. Right before you leave. Final thoughts?
Hopefully Obama wins. That's it.
Final thoughts?
Yeah, I'd say Obama, just because he said he was going to get out of, Iraq right off the bat. That's what he said. McCain said, how many years? Like 110 years or something?
I think it's pretty insurmountable, the case against 4 more years of the same thing that Bush has offered. It's difficult to go against Bush's approval rating at this point, I think.
Yeah, kind of the same thing. It's kind of, yeah, well, we got screwed over for the past 8 years. Let's keep the same people in office. Nah. So, yeah.
Final thoughts?
I love it, and I love you.
Thanks. Have a good evening. Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
And I did this last year. I don't know if it was the same.
That radio show in its second season.
We were out here last year.
Are you the only one that works for the show?
Yes.
Ryan Hill.
No, this is Ryan Hill.
Who are you?
I'm Zach.
Wait, so you're Zach? And the microphone is Ryan Hill.
Yeah, well, this is a show not hosted by Ryan Hill. I'm not Ryan Hill. I'm hosting it.
Who's Ryan Hill?
He used to live here.
What?
Now he's in Chicago.
But you host the show.
I host the show.
What is he doing in Chicago?
He's working, playing some music stuff. He's one of those singer-songwriters, guitar slinger.
Let me ask you this. You got two questions?
Look at him. I mean, come on. This is from his MySpace page.
What would you do in electoral college?
I like it.
He's the best on.
Okay, and that's why I like him.
What is this? Oh, wow. Almost on time.
Almost on time. I never on time, actually. I have a song about not being on time.
Play that 1 second.
I'm going to play that one last, actually.
You dedicate a whole show to the guy and he gets your shit.
Yeah. This isn't his show, he just jumped in on it the last minute. Yes.
No, I mean, I dedicated
him. Oh, you did?
I don't know all of you that are familiar with the media places.
Oh, look at you playing
it. I'm plugging a show that... I'm plugging a website that my buddy Zach has. called Media Collective.
MediaCollective.org.
Apparently there is a radio show that is not hosted by myself, Ryan Hill. This is actually not hosted by me, but
that's it.
What it's called. It's not, what is it called?
What's up with that?
What's up with that? A show not hosted by Ryan Hill because I don't host it. A little plug. And it's good to see a lot of people here that I haven't seen in a long time. Yes.
Good thing I got the audio on it, though.
Yeah.
So that'll be on the next one.
We should just start the show out with that. So just start out...
Start the next show with mine.
Alright, still on Ryan Hill. I'm looking out for Benjamin Ezra.
What would you do in the Electoral College? What would you do in the College for Electorals?
What would I do?
The College for Electorals. What would you do in the Electoral College? What would you do in the Electoral College? What would you do in the College for Electorials? For Electorials. Dorials. What would you do in the College for Electorials?
What you say? I have headphones and I got curly hair. What do you know?
What?
Trey!
Hey!
How's it going?
Hey, I got hair!
Hey, Astacio!
Trey! I got hair to be!